Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. How many of us believe tonight that we serve an awesome God? Come on, somebody. God who loves us, who has power to set us free. If you agree, give Jesus Christ a radical hand clap of praise this beautiful Friday night. Come on, church. Let's get radical for a few moments in this area of praise unto our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. For those that's tuning in tonight, if you are standing, you may be seated. For those that's here in the house of God as well, you may also be seated. Amen. Worship team, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Let's give Jesus Christ another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. For he's worthy. Praise the living God. But once again, I want to welcome everybody that's tuned in tonight via Facebook Live. We thank you for joining us here tonight for our Friday Light Expulsion Service. Amen. We just pray that you are blessed on this beautiful Friday night. Amen. Like Pastor Felipe had mentioned, I want to give you a few moments to grab your Bibles and your notebooks if you haven't already do so. Amen. Because we are a church that believes in not only hearing the Word of God, but applying the Word of God. And that's only going to be able to take place if we take notes so that we can retain the message. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, with that said tonight, let's get into the Word of God this evening. Amen. I want to thank God for my salvation and also want to thank God for this ministry called Victory Outreach. Amen. And also want to thank my pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, for the honor and the privilege to share this evening. Amen. As we all know, this past Sunday, Pastor Charlie had started a new theme, a time to recognize Jesus. Amen. And as I continue with that theme, if you're taking notes this evening, I titled this message, A Time to Recognize Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Amen. I believe it's that time for us to recognize Jesus for who he truly is. Amen. If you could turn with me tonight to the book of John, chapter 10. Amen. I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation tonight. Starting in verses 1. Amen. The Bible reads, this is Jesus speaking. I assure you, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. Verse 2. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. Look to your neighbor right where you are and say, recognize. The Bible continues reads, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Verse 4 reads, after he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them and they follow him because they know his voice. And verse 5, they won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Right there where you are, if you could bow your heads and close your eyes, just open up in a word of prayer. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you once again for the great opportunity, Lord God, and the privilege to share your word this evening, Lord God. And I just pray tonight that you speak your word in a mighty way, Lord God. And we pray that your word would not only be heard, but be applied. And I pray we get to know you as the good shepherd for those that may not know that fact about you, Lord God. We give you all the praise, honor, and glories in Jesus' name. Pray. And everyone says, amen. Praise the Lord. The only way I believe a Christian is able to recognize Jesus Christ as the good shepherd is through having a true relationship with God. Amen. That's only going to come through spending quality time with him through prayer and spending time in studying and applying his word. Amen. A lot of us that's here tonight, physically, and those that's tuned in, you may have been saved for a year or two. You may be saved for 5 years. Amen. But I believe everyone that comes to church, whether it's physically or log on through via Facebook Live, don't know Jesus Christ as the good shepherd. Amen. True sheep only knows the voice of Jesus Christ. And that's the only voice that we listen to. Amen. His voice is the only one that we should follow in this life. There are many voices that's around us on a daily basis. The voices of money and prestige. Amen. Many voices. But the voice that the true sheep listen to is the voice of Jesus Christ. Type amen if you agree this evening. Amen. And the ability to recognize his voice and to recognize him as our good shepherd is through a true prayer life. Not a prayer life that's good when the season's good, when everything's going good, but a prayer life that's going on when times get hard. Amen. When we don't understand what's taking place, that prayer life is still strong in that person's life. Amen. And that person is only going to be able to know Jesus Christ as the good shepherd. Amen. Now, as I put this message together, You know, I read the scripture, and one thing I came to realize is that there's two types of shepherds in this world. Amen. The good shepherd, which is Jesus Christ, and Satan, the counterfeit God, which is the bad shepherd. Amen. I want to ask you a question tonight. Which one are you following this evening? Amen. Are you following the good shepherd or the bad one? Amen. Now, I want to give a few characteristics in regards to the good and the bad shepherd. Amen. Now, the first one is the good shepherd. Now, the good shepherd, he loves us, and he covers every area of our life. Amen. He protects us from evil, from harm, from danger taking place. Amen. The good shepherd also gives us wisdom for our life, gives us the knowledge that we need to be effective as men and women and youth of God in this end times world. Amen. He also gives us the ability to build correct relationships with people that's going to help us grow, that's going to help us be stronger men of God and women of God. Amen. And he also gives us a plan and a purpose for our lives. Amen. And so much more as well. Now, when it comes to the bad shepherd, he has a plan for us as well, but his plan is evil. And the Bible says his plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. The bad shepherd, he deceives us. Amen. The Bible says we come into the world as sinners. You know, when I came into the world, I didn't know that there was a God. There was a son of man named Jesus that died for my sins. Amen. The bad shepherd keeps us blind to that fact. Amen. And he also keeps us blind to the fact there's a place called hell. And for those that's not saved when they leave earth, that's their eternal destination. Amen. And the bad shepherd, he also doesn't protect us. He don't care about us at all. He lets us make our own decisions. He keep us thinking that we're our own gods. And at the end, if we're not saved, we'll spend eternal life in hell. Amen. Now, the word recognize, I looked it up in a dictionary, and the word recognize means the following: remember, own, know, acknowledge, admit, and confess. Amen. So in other words, our theme is a time to know Jesus Christ. Amen. To know him in so many ways. And that knowledge is not able to be known if we're not spending time in prayer, if we're not serious with our relationship with God. Can I get an amen, somebody? And I have another question I want to ask everybody tonight. How many of us can truly say we are sheep that recognizes Jesus as the good shepherd of our lives? Amen. We could say amen. Amen. We could sound good, but our lifestyles will really answer that question for us. Amen. I know for myself this evening, I know Jesus Christ as my shepherd, man. Amen. And I know that Jesus Christ is in control of my life because of where I'm at today. Amen. I'm no longer running around doing things but on the low and living a life that's not displeasing him. Amen. I'm in his presence. I'm in position. And I'm allowing him to be that good shepherd. And that's the only way he's able to be that good shepherd in our lives as well. Amen. Now, I want to talk about four areas tonight that will help us to know if we really are people that recognize Jesus Christ as the good shepherd or not. Amen. The first area I want to talk about is correction. How do we take correction? Amen. We have Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene and leadership that want to see men and women and youth that come into the house of God to grow and to answer the call of God. Amen. How we take correction will show if we truly know Jesus Christ as the good shepherd or not. Amen. I get corrected a lot, and I know that it's for my benefit, amen, that I get corrected, and not only get corrected, but make the adjustments that I need so that the correction could be changed and it could grow me into a stronger man of God, amen. The second area I want to talk about is the voice. Do we know the voice behind the voice? That's not so biblical. There's not a scripture saying this about the voice behind the voice. But what I mean is, do we have the area called discernment? Are we able to discern the voice that we hear? When we come into the house of God, when Pastor Charlie or Pastor Felipe or myself are preaching, do you hear the voice of the Lord behind that person's voice? Amen. Or are you within yourself struggling to retain and to allow the Holy Spirit to deal with you because you have your own way of thinking and the old way of seeing things? Amen. The third area I want to talk about is teachable. Are we teachable people? Amen. God cannot move within a person's life if that person is not teachable. God loves us too much to keep us in the same way we first come into the things of God. His purpose is for us to go and win souls for his honor and glory, to take cities. Amen. That's the purpose of this ministry, Victory Outreach, is to establish and develop churches rehabilitation homes and training centers in strategic cities of the world. And he can't do that. We can't do that if we're not teachable. Can I get an amen, somebody? And the fourth area is, how do we respond to the storms of life? The COVID-19 virus, many type of storms that come upon our life. How do we respond? Do we respond by faith, applying God's word, and continuing to move forward in our calling? Or do we do the opposite? Run to other things that's not of God, Facebook and worldly people, getting worldly advice for those people. That's not going to help us to go through the storms of life the way we should. Amen. I have here, true sheep respond to these four areas correctly. Sheep that doesn't know Jesus responds incorrectly. Amen. Go to the book of John, the same chapter 10. Go to verse 4 with me, please. Just want to pull something from a couple of scriptures. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 4, it reads, after he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know their voice. Now go to verse 14 in the same chapter. That scripture reads, this is Jesus speaking, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own sheep, and they know me. Amen. Now the true sheep follows the true shepherd because they have learned over time the good shepherd can be trusted with their lives. Amen. I know that's a fact for myself. Amen. Coming to the things of the Lord messed up, amen, with no purpose and no direction as I stay in the position, as I grew in my relationship with God, I understand today the true shepherd, which is Jesus Christ, he knows what he's doing, amen. That's why I'm able to trust him with my life and also with the lives of my leadership, Pastor Charlie and Pastor Felipe and others, amen, because I know that they have God's heart and they want to lead me in the right direction, amen. See, the true sheep that trust the good shepherd will be guided in the right direction in life. Too many Christians, they come to church, they hear God's word, and they find out the plan he has for their life. And then for them, it gets too hard and they go the other way. Amen. I want to let you know, this life that God has for us is the best life that you and I could have. Type amen if you agree this evening. Amen. By spending quality time with God in the sheepfold, the sheep has developed a relationship with God, which is our good shepherd. Amen. Now, let's go to the same book, same chapter. Let's read verses 5, 6 through 8. This talks about the stranger. Amen. The Bible reads, they won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant. Verse 7, so he explained it to them. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Amen. And before we got saved, we had Satan as our master. We all know that he stole from us, he lied to us, he deceived us, and he kept us from knowing that God existed. But God stepped into our lives. How many of us is glad that Jesus stepped into our lives? Come on, somebody. Let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Amen. Now, the true sheep will not follow a stranger because we know that that stranger will not lead us in the right direction. Amen. The stranger cannot be trusted at all. We know the stranger will not lead us in the right direction. That stranger will lead us in the wrong direction. The stranger doesn't care about the sheep's life. Amen. I looked at the word stranger in the dictionary. I know when I study, I love to look up definition of certain words. And that word stranger means foreigner, alien, outsider, and visitor. Amen. Now, once you and I got saved, saved became the outsider. Amen. And that's how we should keep him, as the outsider. Can I get an amen, somebody? But if we don't allow Jesus Christ to be the good shepherd of our lives and we allow sin to creep back in, guess what? The enemy will become the visitor once again in our lives. Amen. Now, it was funny yesterday, Pastor Felipe and a few of us was talking about, you know, it's strange, you know, he was talking about how times have changed. You know, back in the day, people used to hitchhike and people were scared to pick up strangers. You know, we didn't know, you know, a person that you're not familiar with, you're not going to pick that person up. Amen. And times has changed since then. Amen. Nowadays, you know, we got Uber and Lyft. We got people that's willing to pay strangers to pick them up. Amen. That's crazy how wicked and how more evil the times is getting. Amen. I used to do Uber and Lyft, and it amazed me. People that didn't know me personally, I would pick up kids from school, and sometimes I will pick up people that be intoxicated, and And when he was talking about that, it got me to think. It's like how evil this world has gotten, you know. A lot of people now is allowing the stranger to be within their lives. Amen. But how many of us know as the church, we can't allow the stranger to be in our lives? Come on, somebody. We got to allow Jesus Christ to be the one leading our lives. We can't be like the world that accept the stranger into their lives. Can I get an amen, somebody? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I want to talk about the first area, which is how do we take correction? Amen. That's something that we got to ask ourselves daily because God wants to grow our lives. Do we recognize Jesus as our Father? As we know, Jesus Christ, God has many characteristics. Amen. I'm going to talk about four of those characteristics. One, with him being as our Father. If we could turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. The Bible reads, this is a New Living Translation. My child, listen when your fathers correct you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be chain of honor around your neck. Amen. I have a point here. It says, how we respond to correction will tell us if we recognize Jesus as our Father or not. Amen. And the only way that God will be pleased is by our obedience. Our obedience is the true response God is looking for, not just simply saying, amen, praise the Lord, that we give man. Amen. God is our Father. He wants to correct us because it's for our good. He loves us. Amen. He don't want us to make mistakes and not grow from them. Amen. That's why it's very important that we as sons and daughters take heed to the direction that he gives us through our leaders. Can I get an amen, somebody? The second area I want to talk about is, do we know the voice behind the voice? And otherwise, do we recognize Jesus as our shepherd, as the one that's truly leading our lives? Turn to the book of John 10, verse 25 through 27. The Bible reads, Jesus replied, I have already told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is the work I do in my Father's name. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. Amen. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen. I have another point here. It says, a true Christian always, not sometimes, or whenever they feel like, but they always recognize God's voice, no matter who's speaking on behalf. Which means that person is teachable. They're open to God's word. They're open to the things of God. Amen. And no matter what subject is being preached as well. When it comes to giving, sometimes I've met people that come to church and they say that they don't agree with the message that the pastor was giving. It may have been on the area of giving or whatever it may be, and it trips me out because the same what he's giving is biblical, you know, and it makes me question: are you truly saved? Do you truly know Jesus Christ? Amen. I'm not here to step on nobody's toes, but I know what the man of God, Pastor Charlie, preaches is biblical. Amen. I've been in this ministry 10 years, and I have not heard any false doctrine, any incorrect teaching. But it's funny how people come through these doors and they tell me that that's false doctrine. I'm like, what Bible are you reading, my friend? This is what we hear on a weekly basis is the pure, uncut word of God. Amen. I know that for a fact. Amen. That's why we got to be students of God's word. We got to take the Bible and study it for ourselves and let it become a true lifestyle. Amen. See, Christians that develop this ability to know Jesus' voice, it comes through a life of prayer and word. And by spending quality time with Jesus Christ, we are able to develop a gift called discernment. Amen. Discernment helps us to distinguish the voice we must listen to in this life. Can I get an amen, somebody? Now, the fourth area I want to talk about is, are we teachable? Do we recognize Jesus as our teacher? Are we allowing people to speak into our lives? People that see errors in our lives that we need to grow in, are we allowing them to speak into our lives, or are we keeping our hearts closed? John chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. The Bible reads, there was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. Verse 2 reads, after dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus, Rabbi. He said, other translations say teacher. He said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evident that God is with you. Amen. God has sent our shepherd, Pastor Charlie, and others to teach us. Amen. God wants to use them and others to grow us spiritually. Amen. I have another point here. It said we must be open and willing to be taught by Jesus and the people he chooses to use in our life. Amen. He wants to teach us his ways to live. God has a plan for us. He wants to live according to his kingdom. Amen. Now, a person that have a hardened heart is one that's unteachable, and that's a person, I believe, that don't recognize Jesus as their teacher. Amen. Pastor Felipe and talked to me about, you know, he's an intentional man of God. He's been called to work with people, as we all have been, and sometimes he'd tell me about certain people he want to work with, you know, and he said that person wasn't, I couldn't work with them because their heart was closed, and it hurts me when I hear things like that, because we all been called to serve God and to reach souls that's out there that's lost and bound. Amen. Why it's very valuable and very important that we have a teachable spirit within our lives so that we could grow spiritually, so that we could reach our loved ones, the co-workers, people that's around us for God's honor and glory. Praise the Lord. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is how do we respond to the storms of life? Do we recognize Jesus as our sovereign Lord? If you could turn to the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. The Bible reads, one day Jesus said to his disciples, let's cross to the other side of the lake. So they got into a boat and started out. As they sailed across, Jesus settled down for a nap. But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake. The boat was filling with water and they were in real danger. Verse 24, the disciples went and woke him up, shouting, Master, Master, we're going to drown. When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and the raging waves. Suddenly, the storm stopped and all was calm. Verse 25 reads, then he asked them, where is your faith? The disciples were terrified and amazed. Who is this man? They asked each other. When he gives a command, even the winds and the waves obey him. Amen. I have a point here. It says, when the storms of light comes upon us, we must respond by faith, trusting God's in total control, and not to respond in fear, making wrong decisions. Amen. God is in total control, my friend. No matter how big the storm may be in life, God is in control. But we're not able to know that fact if we don't remain when times get hard. Can I get an amen, somebody? Now, I believe as we apply these four areas to our life, we will grow in our ability to know Jesus Christ as our good shepherd. Amen. Like the comparisons between the good shepherd and the bad shepherd. Without a doubt, we know the shepherd that we should trust our life to, amen, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're living in the end time world, and it's going to get worse, my friend. We know we're just getting over this virus. We're now reopening the church, amen. We're slowly getting back into the group of things, amen. And for those out there that's tuned in tonight that do not know Jesus Christ as the good shepherd, it's a good time to get right with him and to allow him to be the good shepherd within your life. Type amen if you agree this evening. Amen. I'm very grateful this evening that God is my Lord and my good shepherd within my life. Amen. I know that I have purpose in life. Amen. I know where I'm going in life. That's only because I allow Jesus Christ to be a good shepherd within my life. Amen. And this walk that we have, it's not an easy walk. It's not. The Bible never paints that picture. But when we hear those words, enter my good, faithful servant, it'd be all well worth it. Amen. God has so much for us, so much that's far more greater than what we see in this world. Just going to work and coming back home, the normal routine. Amen. God has something greater for us. Amen. A time to recognize Jesus as our good shepherd. It's our time. Amen. I'm going to give an opportunity for those that's tuned in tonight and for us that's here tonight to come to the altars. Those that's tuned in tonight, you may not know Jesus Christ as your good shepherd. Amen. You may have never known him as your good shepherd, or you might have known him as a good shepherd at one point in time, and you may have made some wrong moves and some bad decisions, and by doing that, they may have got you off course. Amen. But mercy and grace is upon this church tonight. Amen. We're going to give the opportunity for those to make him the good shepherd of their lives. Amen. I said, get ready to bring it to a landing. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 17, verse 19. Now the word of God has went forth. Now we have to apply God's word. Amen. The book of Proverbs 22, verse 17 through 19, the Bible reads, "Listen to the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my instructions. For it is good to keep these sayings in your heart and always be ready on your lips. I am teaching you today, yes, you, so you will trust in the Lord." Amen. Now, to become a true sheep, a sheep that recognizes Jesus Christ as our good shepherd, we must take him at his word. Amen. We can't just hear the word of God, but we have to allow the word of God to be controlling our lives, which means applying the word. Amen. Daily application of God's word will help us to recognize God for who he is, the good shepherd. And he's the good shepherd through the bad times and the bad, and the good times and the bad times as well. Amen. As I call up the worship team, amen, as I get ready to bring it to an end, now it's time for the altar call this evening. It's time to respond to God's message. God's desire is to be our good shepherd. He wants to keep us from the bad shepherd that hates us, that deceived us from the very beginning through Adam and Eve, that kept us blinded to the plan that God has for our lives. Amen. But God is a gentleman. He doesn't force a man, a woman, or a young person to accept him in their life as the good shepherd. Amen. But if you're not saved, I advise you to make this decision tonight. For the Bible says tomorrow is not promised to no one. To make him the good shepherd while we still have time. Amen. Because the Bible also mentions the fact that there'll be a time where we won't be able to repent and make Jesus Christ as our good shepherd. Amen. So take that time right now to give Jesus Christ your life. The greatest decision I ever made in my life is to surrender my life unto God. By far, amen. I may not have all the money in the world, the shiny things, but I do know I have one thing, which is the good shepherd, which is Jesus Christ. That's all I need. Come on, somebody. So right there where you at, my friend, I want to ask you to stand to your feet. Amen. And as those here tonight in the church could stand to their feet as well. Amen. We're going to make an altar call tonight. If you're listening tonight, and if you said, you know what, I do not know Jesus Christ as my good shepherd, you come to him tonight right there in your living room, wherever you find yourself at, and cry out to him tonight.